find anything good down there.
Come and help her on board.
Right you are.
Well, show me your catch. I will tell you.
Hey, there must be over 100 shells.
But how many pearls? That is what we want to know.
Enough to make us millionaires. What do you reckon, Minico?
What is that noise?
Aeroplane. Hey, he's flying low. Here, what's he playing at? What do you think you're doing?
What sort of plane is it?
I can't be sure from here, but I think it's a hurricane.
An English plane?
Yeah, I don't understand it. Out here in the Pacific Ocean.
How strange. What is he doing?
Get down!
What's wrong?
Get down!
In
The Devil You Don't Know. Do you ever suffer from the fantasy syndrome? Do you know what I'm talking about? Well, the fantasy syndrome is when you sit in your office and dream of faraway places. Places that excite and titillate the imagination. We all have our own personal image of what Shangri-La really is. But for me, it's the South Sea Islands. Lush, green, tropical atolls that evoke images of dusky maidens cutting copper on a white sandy beach. I could sit and dream about that all day long. And occasionally, in my business, dreams can come true. Oh, this is so beautiful. I don't believe it's happening. I just don't believe it.
Well, enjoy it while you can, because in a very short time, as our transatlantic cousins say, we get down to the nitty-gritty.
Oh, do me a favor, Viv. Do we really have to sort out this daft business? Can't we send Devonish a telegram saying, failed in our mission, we'll return home on the first available flight?
Oh, you know better than that, Adam.
Oh, come on. Let's just make ourselves comfortable and take an unofficial holiday.
You can stop that right now. We're here to do a job.
Oh, I'm king and country.
Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to frighten you. Are you the blokes from England, the Secret Service men?
I'll answer that question if you tell me.
I'm Mitch Wallace, local chief of police.
Ah, yes, you're our contact. This is Adam Kane, and I'm Spencer Dickens.
How do you do?
Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to know why you're here and how I can help you.
Well, it's a simple problem, but the solution could prove very difficult. This little island is one of the last remaining British colonies, and we, the British, have recently embarked on a potentially lucrative trade agreement with Japan.
Would you mind saying that in plain English?
Yeah, well, what he's trying to say is this. England has done a deal with Japan. This island belongs to the British, and the Japanese want to start a big pearl industry here. So we've done a deal with them. They can fish for pearls, and Britain takes a percentage.
Oh, that's enough. I'm way ahead of you. Yeah, last week a Japanese fishing boat was attacked by a fighter plane, a Hurricane.
Correct.
You blokes are here to find out
who was flying that thing and why he wanted to open fire on a fishing boat.
I know it appears to be a very minor incident, but we have reason to believe that it was instigated by communists.
Ah, go on.
This agreement with the Japanese is very important to the British. It means a solid trade link with Europe and the Far East. If the Reds can break this link, I don't have to tell you.
Sure. You're just out here to protect your interests.
Precisely that.
Well, if I can help you in any way.
Thank you. We're going to need all the help we can get.
Come on out into the balcony.
I can't. I'm making out a report to the head office.
Oh, come on. I want you to have a butcher's at this sunset.
Oh, all right.
Now, where is it?
Over there. Just look at it, son. Big red ball.
Yes, very lovely. Can I go back inside now?
I don't know. Just no appreciation of the natural things in life.
I wouldn't say that. It's just that one step. Ah, our guest.
Go on, then. Go and do your hostess bit.
Good evening, Mr. Tanikawa.
That is correct. And you are Mr. Spencer Dickens?
Yes, from England.
This is my daughter, Miniko.
How do you do? Please come in. Now, Mr. Tanikawa, before I proceed any further, I would like to extend the greetings of Her Majesty and apologize for that brutal attack on your fishing boat.
There is no need for you to apologize. It was not your fault.
Nevertheless, while you and your pearl divers are working on the island of Kerlibanga, you are assured the protection of the British government. That's why I'm here, to see that you have complete protection.
You are very kind.
Not at all.
Can I join the party?
This is my colleague, Adam Kane.
I am honored to meet you.
Mr. Tanikawa and his daughter.
I didn't catch your name.
Miniko.
I suggest we sit down and have some refreshments.
Yes. Then Miniko will entertain you.
Really?
Of course. Japanese woman must always entertain the man.
She was in a class all by herself, as precious as a Dresden doll. The kind of woman who makes you feel ashamed of your own masculinity. And she made me think that all men were aggressive, uncultured bulls and should bow down in the presence of her fragile beauty. Well, you don't have to do anything to entertain me. I mean, that's not if you don't want to.
Please, it is my wish only to make you happy.
Come, let's sit down. I want to find out all about this hurricane.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter with you?
Mr. Tanikawa, don't move. Just stay stock still.
Please,
trust me. Just don't move.
I wish you'd tell me what you're trying
to... Shut up, can't you?
Listen, why are you nodding your handkerchief?
You tried to hit me.
Not you, mate. I was aiming at your shoulder.
But why?
Look down at your feet.
It's a spider.
That's right, mate. A tarantula.
It was a great kindness for you to invite Miniko and myself for dinner in your suite.
Not at all. It was a pleasure.
I can't understand that spider.
I think I can.
Please, what do you mean?
To put it bluntly, someone wants you dead. Someone planted that spider on you.
Perhaps the same person who attacked my boat from the air?
Perhaps. And then again, perhaps not.
Oh. Do you have a theory then, Adam?
No, Liv, I don't think this is the work of the Reds. If they wanted to wipe out a defenseless fishing fleet, they'd do it all in one quick swoop.
Yes, I see your point.
The air attack and a tarantula spider, it just doesn't tie in.
But why would anyone try to kill my father?
I don't know, love, but I'll tell you one thing.
What is that?
They're going to try again.
Mr. Kane, there are our divers.
Yeah, but just one thing.
Please, what is that?
They're all girls.
Of course, in Japan, the best pearl divers are women.
It just gets to show, doesn't it? You learn something new every day.
It is my one wish that this tiny pearl industry in Kerlibanga will grow into a thriving concern. And if both our countries can benefit.
I hope so, mate.
Father! Father!
See, there is Miniko. She is about to dive.
Oh, very nice. That very lovely jackknife.
She has been trained well.
Who's that standing on the jetty?
Where?
In the Cow Key, just about the spot where Manico dived in.
That is the man they call Sergeant Jim.
Sergeant Jim?
Yes, he was with us when we were attacked that day on the boat. He's an ex-soldier.
Really? And what's he doing in this part of the world?
I don't know. He is perhaps a man with a past he wishes to forget.
I'll have to meet him later.
That can be arranged.
If you don't mind me saying, your daughter's been underwater for quite a long time now.
Then I would tell you the same thing that I told to Sergeant Jim. She is a trained pearl diver. She can stay under for more than 90 seconds.
Well, rather her than me.
I'm sure you would make an excellent pearl.
What's the matter? What are you looking at?
Look. There is oil on the surface of the water. Someone has been careless.
That's not oil, mate.
Huh?
That's blood. I didn't hang around to discuss the whys and wherefores. Manico was in trouble and I had to go into that water and get her out.
Come on. You all right? Manico, are you all right?
There. She's going to live. Just help me get her on board.
Yes, yes, of course.
Come on, darling.
Manico.
She's all right. Just a few minor cuts on her back.
Who did this thing?
Manico, what happened down there?
I was diving below to get to the third bed when man in frogman's suit attacked me with knife.
No. Mr. Kane, you must do something. You have been sent to help us.
Don't worry. I'm going to find this geezer. If I have to tear this tropical paradise to tiny pieces.
See now.
I'm just putting the number down now. Yeah, that makes 27 Europeans and 30 islanders.
Well, that's only a third of the population of Calabanca.
Yeah. Can't you do something about the air conditioning in here?
Hang about, I'll try. Hey, can one of you blokes come in here and fix the fan? Okay, don't all shout at once.
Ask him to send in the next one, will you?
Right. Send in Sergeant Jim.
Sergeant Jim?
That's right. You met him?
No, but I've heard a lot about him.
Afternoon, Captain Morris.
Hello, Jim.
What's going on here? Why'd he call me round?
There's a bloke here who'd like to ask you a few questions.
Afternoon.
Who are you, then?
I'm a policeman. Sit down, please.
What do you want with me?
Just sit down, answer me questions, and then you can get out of here.
All right, then. All right.
Now, as you probably know, Kanemoto Pearls have set up a business here.
Yeah, I know all about that.
And someone's giving them a heck of a hard time.
You don't have to tell me, mate. I was on old Tanikawa's boat when that plane came down, spitting bullets all over the place.
That's as maybe, but I want a full account of your movements over the last week or so.
You don't think I had anything to do with it, do you?
That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, no. I like those people. They've been real good to me. I wouldn't do anything to hurt them. You tell him, Captain Wallace.
It's out of my hands, Jim. You just talk to Mr. Kane, will you?
Well, I'm telling you, I've never done nothing to those people. Nothing at all.
All right. You can go. But stay close by. I might want to talk to you again.
Okay. Anything you want. I've got nothing to hide. I'll talk to you any time, but you see...
But what?
I know you think it's the commies that are trying to get the Japs off the island, but I reckon you're wrong.
Oh, yeah? And what's your solution, then?
There's strange things on this island. All kinds of native magic.
Voodoo?
Sort of. But I wouldn't poke my nose in too far, Because...
Go on, Jim.
Because when the local natives get you marked, you've had it, boy.
This was beginning to interest me more and more. It was a strange mixture. One batch of terrified pole divers, add an indifferent Australian policeman, plus one slightly dotty ex-soldier hooked on the occult, and me, Adam Kane, right slap bang in the middle, the man who had to find all the answers.
Well, did you come up with anything?
Not a thing. Oh. I saw just about the entire population of Cola Banker, and none of them can fly, I reckon. Nor do they know anything about tarantula spiders.
Well, we'll just have to keep bashing. Wait a moment.
Hello. Glad to find you in.
Oh, Captain Wallace. You have some news for us?
Yeah, thanks, sir. Very important news.
What have you got?
Reconnaissance aircraft has spotted gorillas up in the mountains just above the bay.
Communists?
Yeah, we're pretty sure they are.
That's it, then. I'll wager they're the ones we're looking for.
What do you want to do, then?
Go up into the mountains and find them.
Father?
Yes?
Can I go diving now? It is foolish to sit idle while there is work to be done.
You think I do not feel as you do?
Then why cannot we go to work?
Because Adam Kellen has told us that we must wait. We can't fish if our lives are in danger.
I am not afraid.
Of course. But I am afraid. Afraid for you and your life.
A Japanese is never afraid to die.
Not afraid when he can face his attacker and fight to the death like a warrior. But when the assassin fights with spiders and aeroplanes, then he has no face.
Who is doing these dreadful things? Who would want to do them?
I don't know the answer. But I do know one thing.
Yes?
The Englishman, Adam Kane, he is a fine man. He will find our attacker. He will find him.
Right. Not let the Mozzies bother you too much.
How far have we got to go now?
Let's take a look at the map. Right here.
Yes?
Just there. Code Romeo 13.
I see.
Then they should be just beyond that hill.
The hill directly in front of us?
I'm sure.
But it's enormous. I'll never be able to climb that.
You can do it, Viv. You've got to believe you can.
Oh, yes. The power of positive thought.
And as an added incentive...
What?
You can carry the brain gun.
Oh, no, no, no.
Fair, Viv. I lugged it up the last time.
No, you're not putting that onto me, no.
Hang on a minute.
You see something?
Yeah. I'm moving those trees out of there.
Right. Set up the gun.
Right. I can't see anything.
You just keep quiet for a second.
Yeah, something moving there, all right.
Probably an animal. Monkey or something like that.
No, that was a human shape.
You just stay here. Go on.
Should I be all right?
Don't worry. I know the jungle, mate. This was the worst part of the jungle fighting. Stalking an enemy you couldn't see. Knowing that a bullet could come from the trees and finish your life there and then. Without your knowing who or what your killer was. Where are you? Where the devil are you?
Hey! Hey!
Sergeant Jim, what are you doing out here?
Listen, I know all about it.
What? Know about what?
I found a hurricane on this island. I know who's getting at the Japs and why.
Well, tell me then.
Adam, get down!
What? You fools! You bloody, bleeding, great fools!
Adam, are you all right?
Yeah, but he's not.
Right, Adam. That's Jim.
Couldn't you see that?
Well, not that. You look like I see with this bloke coming at you. You said you wanted me to get your car.
All right. It's too late to do anything about it.
Sorry.
Now. Okay. It's just that if he'd lived a little bit longer...
What's that you say?
Nothing.
Come on, then. Let's leave it. Don't any of you blokes know how to fix a fan? God, go on. Sorry, didn't mean to slam the door. That's all right.
I don't understand. I just don't understand.
What?
We hiked all the way to the top of that ruddy hill, and what was on the other side? Nothing.
You know what those terrorists are like. When it suits them, they just vanish in the thin air.
Yeah.
Somebody must have tipped them off. And I think that we hiked all the way into the jungle for nothing. I don't understand this crazy business. This thing for me to do is go back to sheep farm in Australia.
Don't worry, Tosh.
Don't worry.
I'll get to the bottom of this.
I admire your faith.
Like I say, if you don't worry, it's not that desperate.
Why? Have you cottoned onto something?
I think so. And I don't want to move till I'm sure.
Oh, hang on a second. Mr. Tonico, what can I do for you?
Please, may I come in?
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Kane, Mr. Spencer Dickens.
Mr. Tonico.
I am relieved to find you.
What's the matter?
I just want to tell you that we are leaving the island.
Yeah, what?
I'm sorry, but there's no choice left to us now.
What do you mean, no choice?
I discovered this morning that someone smashed our boats with an axe. We can't work without boats.
Good heavens.
So, there's nothing left but for us to go.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. The British government will supply you with boats and all the things you need.
That is kind of you, but if we try again, this person will come again and destroy us.
I give you my word that that won't happen.
I'm sorry. I don't believe your word.
But you must. This is vitally important. You just can't throw it away.
I'm sorry.
Adam, do something.
I beg your pardon?
Do something.
Sorry, I was just looking at this hat on the wall here.
That's my old army hat.
Yeah, brown slouch hat. Australian Army.
How can you stand there and talk about hats?
Just a minute, Biff. Can I try your hat on,
eh?
Mitch?
Yeah, of course. I don't see why.
There. How do you think I look?
Will you stop this nonsense?
It looks all right.
I'll tell you something. I don't think it's a very nice hat. I don't think it's a nice hat at all. In fact, I'm going to throw it on the floor and tread on it.
What do you think you're doing? Do you know what a hat means? How can you treat the memory of brave men who wore that hat with such disrespect?
The army meant a lot to you, Mitch, didn't it? Left you with a lot of memories, some nice, some not so nice.
Get out.
Were you ever in prison camp, Mitch?
Get out of here.
Changi, was that the one? Didn't treat you well there, did they? In fact, they were rotten to you. Is that why you ate the Japanese? Come on, get up.
You don't know. You know what it was like in Changi. They treated us like dogs. I didn't want them here. I didn't want them on my island.
Go on, inside, Mitch. Get your things together and we'll take you to the mainland.
Yes. Yes, all right.
Well, Mr. Tanakawa, I think things will be all right for you from now on.
I cannot believe that a man can keep so much hate in his heart for so many years.
Hate is like a cancer. Corrodes and destroys.
But what will he do now? Where will he go?
He's made his choice. Dear old Blighty.
Just tell me one thing. What made you suspect Wallace?
The way he shot down Sergeant Jim, for a start. You could see perfectly well who it was. And then I noticed some scars on his neck. Beriberi. A disease a lot of fellas picked up in prison camps during the war.
Hmm. Jumping to conclusions, wouldn't you say?
Sure, but sometimes hunches pay off.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Tanikawa wanted me to give you this.
Hmm? What is it?
Open it and you'll see.
Mm-hmm. It's a poem. It's beautiful.
Read the note with it.
For Adam Kane, the Coco Ninja. What does that mean?
It means the bravest warrior.
My name is Adam Kane. Is broadcast each week at this time with Don McCorkendale as Adam Kane.